met Alef. Meeswee. De Heer Machleukes, Rav Hune en Rav Yehude. Rav Hune says that Oyer means Nagi, and Rav Yehude says that Oyer means Leili. So the Gemara asks, it says, Hallelu kol koich ve'oyer. The Gemara held in the Havamina that koich ve'oyer means all the kechovim that are meya balayla, the koich, the kechovim of the night. Alma oyer urtohu. So we see that oyer means night. And for the Gemara, hochi koma, hallelu kol kechovim hameirim. It's not a noun. It is mean koich ve'oyer, the kechovim which give out light. These keichovim are mahalo to the Rabbeinu Shloilo. Frag the Gemara, Ela meyata keichovim ameirim udeboi shvuchi, she'eina meirim leiboi shvuchi. If the pasuk specified the keich ve'oyer should be mahalo, vaistois only the keichovim ameirim are mechuyev to be mishabeyach. V'ho ksiv alelu kol tzvot, that all the tzvot ha'shamayim are mahalo. So why did the pasuk specify halalu kol koich ve'er? And with the Gemara, Allah kemashmalon da'ir de keichovim nami oir. So Rashi explains that b'emesin every keichov is meya. Every keichov gives out light. So why did the Torah specify halalu kol koich ve'er? And the Torah wanted to tell us l'maynavken mina l'noida min ha'er. If a person made a neder that he won't be nene from oyer, so the oyer de keichovim, the sun generates its own light. The stars also generate their own light. It seems it's a different type of a light. So the pasuk is telling us that this, the oyer de keichovim, is nami kori oyer, and the sanya hanoida min oyer also ba oyron shel keichovim. That here's a shame oyer, and therefore the nafkamin will be hanoider min ha'oyer. Zot Rashi, hakamash malon the oyer keichovim nami oyeru. La'oylam keichovim hameirim kama. Really, the pasuk means keichovim hameirim. Udikar kasha loch yoes takasha hosha einon meirim loy. So it seems keichovim which are not meyer, those keichovim, there's no chiyuv hilul. So how do not get koich ve'er lavle miyute keichovim she'ein amirim? It's not me'mayit keichovim she'ein amirim. The whole keichovim yesh lamer. There's no two sorts of keichovim. V'leke le'me'ute midi. So it wasn't written to be me'mayit anything. V'krash me'inon da'er keichovim kori oyer. V'navke mina le'noider hano min ha'oyer she'yeyoser ba'oyron shal keichovim. Zaktaisviske de sanya neidem en oyer, miu heiche de loshen b'nei adam, eineke loshen amikra, ozlin en acha loshen b'nei adam. Taisviske means to say like this, Agamara means we don't have, there's no klore yediye what loshen b'nei adam is. So memele, if we don't know, and we see the posik recognizes the oyer of keichovim, that's called oyer, so we assume that a neidem and a oyer, since there's no klara bira what the lashon neyodem is, so we say the lishne neyodem is similar to the lishne dekra. But heiche the lashon neyodem ainek a lashon amikra. If we know klar that the lishne neyodem is not the way the pasuk is, then azlina nacha lashon neyodem. Then we zicher go achaloshim neyodam, because the neider is neider al das, the way he speaks, the way people speak. Kedemrinim be'erchin gabay ha'imer mishkal yodi olai. The person says, the weight of my hand is magdish. Is what, till when is considered the hand? Is midiyarais ki bayres kula. Minatayre, the hand includes the muscle. Because kshatam loisa yodecha. The nedarim haloich acher loshim b'nei adam dahainu ha'otzil. In midarabonon, the belishne b'nei adam till the elbow is called the hand. Meisvei. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. The pasuk says la'oyer. The Gemara and the Habamina learned la'oyer means by day. La'oyer yakum retzayach. By day, this person is a retzayach. Yiktal oni ve'evyein. His business by day is he kills people who go on the crossroads, and he kills them and he takes away their money. Ubalaila, at night, there's no business, there's no traffic at night. Is Yehi Kiganef, then he goes and he robs the houses. One of the Mefoshim say in Iyuv that the rich people Mustami didn't find on the Drachim, only Ve'evyen. At night he went to the rich houses. Ubalaila Yehi Kiganef. Ba'al Koponim, Hamidakama Ubalaila Yehi Kiganef. So we are differentiating in this manim, so Vaista is Balaila Zaganef. And Lo'er is a Ritzaya. So Vaistois, Oyer is the opposite of Laila. Alma Oyer Yemomahu. Zot Rashi, Mide Kama Uba Laila Yehike Ganet, Mechlal, the Oyer, the Reisha, the Kro, Yemomahu. The Oyer of the Reisha is Yemomahu. Vahochi Kama. Bayoim, by day, Kshoi Brei Drochim, Hoilchim, when there are people traveling, so first he kills them. Balayla, where people are not traveling, then he just breaks into the houses. And for the Gemara, the Pasuk is not telling us the difference what his profession is by day and what the profession is at night. Well, the Pasuk is telling us Allah. If it is poshut to you that this person who is a gan, he's choshud an shvichas domim, that means if the nignav will be oimet kenegdai, he'll kill him. Then reitzayach, so then he has a din of reitzayach, v'nitin lahatziloi benavshoi. So you're permitted to be matzo, v'nignav benavshoi shel haganet. V'misavki l'chom milse kelel yo. So oil does not mean day. Oil means if the thing is clear, if it's light, it's brilliant to you. V'misavki l'chom milse kelel yo. But if the thing is unclear, just like things are vague at night, then ye bein echo ki ganev. So then he only has a din ganev, not a din reitzeach. Ulay nitin laatziloi benavsha. Then you're not permitted to be matzalim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi hochi koma. Ma she nosna locha teire rishutz. Ala bo ba machteres loher goi. The teire gave rishutz. Ala baba machteres lohil gai kedersiv im be machteres yimotze yaganev vuhukov ameis ein leidomim. So if he's killed, that's not called a ritziche, you're permitted to kill a ganev. So the halach is like this. Im baru lecho hadovo ke oir shubo al iskei nefoshis. If the thing is clear to you, like oir, that this ganev is bali's kenefoshes. Now what is the briris? The hainu kol odom chutz mi ov alabein. That means you don't know him personally. Rashi learns pshat, we'll see the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Bavu lecho adovo means not that you know this person personally, or you know what his characteristics are. No, misvore you know. You can be mishaya. What is the, how is the briris? The hainu, kol odom chutz mi avala ben, besides a father that's robbing from his son, uchiyoytze boy, or someone similar to a father and a ben, shemakir boy, and here Rashi says, he knows him, shu oy havoy miyoy. So there are two exclusions. There's an avala ben, and someone shemakil boy shuoy boy meyoy. Avul shal kol odom, any other person, im hoyo bal hamomein oimet kenegdoi lahatzol mimeno mamoina, if he would not be cooperative, and he would want to take back his money, or he would fight with him not to give him the money, ze oimet olo vohogoy, reitzeyachu. So then, he has a din of a reitzeyach. וניתן רשוס לכל הקודם להצל אז בעל המומוין בנפשי של בו במחתרה. So then everyone has רשוס to kill him. I really don't understand Agabuche. We see from Rashi, Rashi said two times, and I saw the Divrei Yecheskel is also medaitis from the Loshon HaRambam, that there's a difference between a roidif and a boba machteres. A roidif, if a person is a roidif, achas haveirei lahogai, there's a mitzvah to kill the roidif and to be matzel the nirdif. By a boba machteres, the Rambam says it's a reshus. You're allowed to kill him. So Weistois, he doesn't have a din of a roidif because it's not muchach that will be dinei nefoshes. It's a possibility it might end up with dinei nefoshes, but it does not have a din of a roidif. So that's why we see Rashi says two times. Rashi started off by saying, "Masha nosnu lecha teira reshus al boba machteres lahorge." It's a reshus. Then Rashi says later, "V'nitan reshus l'chol akoidem lahatzos bala momen benafshei shobo b'machteres." Number one, it's a reshus. It's not a psalm mitzvah, it's a reshus. But al kaponim, but Rashi says, and really that the pasuk says this, the pasuk, "Avo shakol odom, im hoyo bal momen oimet keneged lahatzol mimeno momenoi, ze oimet olav ha'olgoi." There's a potential he might, he'll kill him. Reitzeyachu. So lechayre, the title of Reitzeyach, a Reitzeyach is zichenat. I mean, a Reitzeyach, we're condemning him before, call him a roidif. He wants to kill. I mean, to call him a Reitzeyach is zichenschwer to understand. Reitzeyachu. The lotion of Reitzeyach is very modern. He has Reitzeyachu, v'nitin reshus, I mean, it's a very modern lotion. Reitzeyach is not a Reitzeyach, and we say he's not even a roide. It's a reshus. Ein leidomim, it says in the Pasuk. You're not mechuyiv if you kill him. But the lotion Reitzeyach is very modern. How can you call him a Reitzeyach before he did anything? In the Psalm, an a Reitzeyach, there's no din, the Bezdin kills him. I mean, to say that the Pasuk means Reitzeyach, it means just like a Reitzeyach after Gemar Din is Ein Leidomim, so he has a din of a Reitzeyach that Ein Leidomim, but it's very sosom. The Lashon Reitzeyach is unclear. Uba Laila, im esavke lecho ke Laila, if you are in doubt, ki goyim sha'odam oy havecho, a person that loves you, shehu avicha, v'rachma avolecha, v'imayisa oymet kenegdoi lahatzel momoynecha einei hergecha, he won't kill you, yibaynecha kegane, leinitin lohergoi, hoch amrinim besanhedrin, t'oval aben einei nerig b'machteres. Now, the Lashon of Rashi here is also very unclear. So before we said in boru lecha, so what's pshita lecha? Pshita lecha means that any person besides oval aben or oyhev ma'oid, it's if he has an intent to kill him. So memele, so that's pshita lecha, then nefoshes kosi. Now what? So then he has a din of a Reitzeyach and you're penitent reshus. Uba laylo, im esavke lecho ke laylo. So it's not pshita lecho. Kegoin sheodam ayavecha shu avicha v'rachmov olecho. So we start off, it's a sofik. Then Rashi says, v'im hayisa oimed kenegde latzel m'moynecho, einoi hergecho. So Rashi was already pushed to Sofik. I mean, Rashi says it's no Sofik. Ein nehergecho. The Loshon of Rashi is very unclear. The Gemara says it's a Sofik, and Rashi says, I mean, if Rashi would say that that there is a Sofik, you're not allowed to kill, so that's good. So the Pasuk is telling us, a chiddush, that you're only allowed to kill when it's a vadai. And every person I can assume is a will vadai will be oimed kenegdecha to kill you if you won't be cooperative. A father is a sofik. Maybe this a tzaddik won't kill. This a tzaddik will kill. So misofik, you're not allowed to kill him. But Rashi is misayim b'mayisayim kenegdi latzul mamoincha einay hergecha. So it's not laila. So it's poshet that he's not bal nefoshes. The Reish Yosef says, according to Rashi, that it, I don't know how he was miyashiv the loshen of Rashi, but the Reish Yosef Lamaise says there are three madregas. He says, stama person is vadai hergoy, some emailers need from Rishus. A oyhev ma'oid, Rashi mentioned that before also. Chiyotze by shemakir by shuoyev oy me'oid, that's a vadai that he won't kill him. So then you're not allowed to kill him. And then there's an ov, which is a sofik. So he learns pshat in Rashi, heinei hergecha means not vadai heinei hergecha. The loshna Rashi is unclear. It's a sofik. There's a tzadi won't kill you. So he taka learns pshat in Rashi that an ov is taka only a sofik. Va'afal pikein, you're not allowed to kill. If there's already a sofik, you're not allowed to kill. There's another diik in this Rashi. I don't know why Rashi explained the two halachas like this. If we'll be medayik, in the first halacha that it says that you're allowed to kill him. Ipshita lecha milse kenahoyre dan nefoshes kosi reitzeyehu, v'nitin latziloi benavshe. So Rashi says, who are we speaking to? So Rashi says we're speaking about a third person. Im boruch lecha adobo, ka'oyer, Shubal al iske nefoshit, chutz me oval ben, chiyotze boy, he's speaking in third person. Alushaka lodi moye balamomein, we're not speaking about the balamomein, hoye balamomein, oimet kenegde, latzemen o mamoine, ze oimet olova hergoy. Vetzeyechu, veniten reshus, lechol hakoidem lahatzel es balamomein. Benavshi shalboba machter. So Rashi in the first aloche speaks about the balamomein. That the Rashi is speaking about a third person. That if a third person sees anyone that has an intent to steal, this third person is permitted to kill him. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the first half of the pasuk. Now Rashi speaks about the nignav. If you have a sofik. Someone who loves you, shehu avicha. In the second halacha, Rashi speaks about the nignav. Rashi speaks about the nignav. So why did Rashi speak about the nignav? Basically, the miyisa oimet kenegde lahatzul mamoincha einay hergecha yibeinecha keganef ulay niten lahurga vochem rinim besanhedo. So here, all of a sudden, Rashi speaks about the nignav. The only thing I can think of that Dvar Shmuel brings down that the Hemekdover says, Parshas Mishpotim, that's Chavbeis Aleph. So then McDowell says, Muyim de Kechidish. He says not like Arashi. But he says, he brings down, there are two halachas. There's one halacha that someone else is permitted to kill him. And then, the Chazal tell us, Habo loholgoch hashkeim vot loholgoi. If someone wants to kill you, you can go and kill him. So he asks, why do you need these two halachas? There's a difference, legabi the bailim, the nignav, and someone else. The bailim, afilu mitzad sofik, rashoi lahogoy. That's what Hemekdavo says. The bailim, even if he's mesupik, if the ganef intends to kill him or not, he's also allowed to kill him. And by a fremde, you can only kill him if it's bori that he wants to go and kill him. That's what the Hemekdavo says. So, al kaponim, Arashi is coming to say not like the Hemekdavo. Rashi says klol, not like the Hemakdova. If we learn like the Rosh Yosef, then we have Rashi is telling us lafuki what the Hemakdova says. That the halacha, that a suffik is not allowed to kill, does not only apply to a third person, it even applies to the Nignavalo. So then Rashi is telling it the Torah's Chiddush. If we learn like the Yosef says Pshat and Rashi, that Be'emison, the father is a Sofik, Ba'afal Pikain, Le'initin Latzile Benavshe. Uchita Loch Dan Nefoshes Kosi, Oime Rive Rivo, Zoktaiswitz, Da Hai Kro Be'ov Al Haben Mairi. The stam of merachim alaben. Now there's a meridik echilik in pshat between how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara and how Tosis learned pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara, pshita loch does not mean that you know personally the ganev and you know that he's bo lahogach. Pshita loch means minasvore, you assume that he has an intent to kill, because that's the svore. Aganev understands that the nignav won't be cooperative, so why did he enter this business? Al-Kochach, he entered, Adai to the Ochi, if it won't be cooperative, I'll kill him. That's how Rashi learns that, the Pshita Lecha. Taismus learns Pshita Lecha is you have to know him personally, that he has an intent to kill. So therefore, Taismus says, Fakel to Pshat in the Gemara. The Haikro Be'ov Ala Ben Mayri. The whole pasuk is speaking about of alaben, the stam of merachim alaben. V'lo yagenu im yamid negdei lahatzil mamoine, an ov will not kill his son. And the pasuk says, when are you permitted to kill the father? Lachach loinitein lahatziloi benavshoi, elok sheyedeya bebirul shalohir geibo. That is pshat in our Gemara. Agamor is speaking, the Reish is speaking about an Oval Aben, but when do you kill the Oval Aben? If you know, Claude, that this Ov is a Retzeyach. Kedemuchik v'perik ben Tzoyre, the Muki Abreise, the Sanya, there's a Abreise that says, Im Zorcha Olav HaShemesh. So the Gemara asks, that's the Pasuk is by Bova Machteres, V'chi Olav Bilvad Zorcha, אלא אם בורו לך כשמש שאין לוי שלום אימך הגה. You have to know claw that this person does not have shalom with you. ואם לאו, if you don't know this claw, אל תגה. And the Gemara says, באוב על הבן. So this Barais is speaking about an אוב על הבן. That in order for you to be able to kill the אוב, you have to know claw that the אוב is בור להולגו. Ahi de sanya im boru locho she yesh lo yisholam imach al tageyu, muki be ben alov. By ben alov, normally you do kill the ben. Unless you know klo she yesh lo yisholam imach. So according to Taisvis, the Gemara is not, the Shverkat we hear on Rashi is not Shver according to Taisvis. So the whole Pasuk is speaking about oval ben. So the pasuk says as follows: Ipshita lecha milsek inahira. If you know your father klo, dan nefoshes kosi. You know your father klo personally. You know that he's bal nefoshes reitzeichu. Vimisafke lach milsa means you don't know. You don't know klo that he'll kill you. So memele, you don't have a yediyah personally on what the hug of the father would be. So vimisafke lach. So then we rely on a stomach. And we say, stoma, a father won't kill. Bimisafke lechomil, so that means it's taka sofik. That means if you'll ask the son, do you know klo that he won't kill or he will kill? Klo, I don't know. I don't know anything. So then we're saying, and the stoma, yeh beinechi keganev, and the stoma, rachmei ho'ov alaben. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks another kasha. The pasuk says, yecheshu koichvei nishpoi. Yecheshu koichvei nishpoi means that the stars of his night will become dark. Yekav la'oir va'ayin. He hopes that day should come, and the day never comes. Val yire bi'afa pai shacha. He never sees the beginning of the shacha. So So the Marshal explains, the Gemara the Havamina learned, it's speaking about a person who is Bitzah. So, Yechesh Chul Koich Ve'Nishpoi, that means he has no light, no illumination at night. He's hoping for the day to come, and the day never comes. So the Marshal says, that means a person who's Bitzah, so each hour is endless. So Yekav Le'er, he's hoping, when will it be day, even the day never comes. He never sees the beginning of the morning. That's how the Gemara learned in the Havamina. Midekama yekav la'oyer va'oyin, al ma'oyer yemomu, he's waiting for the night to become day. So the Gemara says, now that's napshat. Hosam mele to the kalayit le'iyuv la'mazle. Iyuv is mekalal his mazel. Omar yehirave, the litzpei, Hayach Gavril in the Hira, this person should hope to see light, the Loy Lishkeche should never be able to find it. Let us see Rashi. Koichve Nishpoi, Koichve Leiloi. Yekav Loir, Yitzapa Leyoim. Afa Pai Zio. Le Nahira, Le Dover Hameya. Veloi Shie Shem Hayoim Oir. Veloi Oma, Veloi Koma Yekav Leyoim. Ala Lekav Sheyoir. He's hoping that there should be some illumination. Boy, the melech noray. Meisve, the Gemara asks another kash. Voimar ach choishech yishufeini. I had said ach choishech yishufeini, that the darkness will continue, will remain dark. And what happened? V'layla oyr ba'adeini. And the layla, not only did the darkness not continue, no, the Laila became day. So Memeleb, so the Gemara that Havmina learned that Oyer is going on Laila, that the Laila became Oyer, Alma Oyer Yemomahu. And with the Gemara, Hosam Hochi Kamadobit. Ani Amarti Ach Choshech Yishufeini Laila Mabo. Shehu Daim Aliyoy. I had said that the darkness will continue in Olam Haba, Shudayim Aliyayim. I thought I will not be able to be nene of the Yoyim of Olam Haba. The darkness of my life will continue into Olam Haba. Arsha Olam Hazeh Shudayim Alayla Oyr Badayini. But now I see now that Eibishter was Meichel David on the Chet, so Olam Hazeh Shudayim Alayla Oyr Badayini is Meir. So the Teres Chaim explains what did the Gemara accomplish with Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. So the Teres Chaim says a beautiful beer. Now, before the Gemara held that the first half of the Pasuk is speaking about darkness. Achoshech Yishufeini, the darkness should get more darker, remain dark. And that's what I thought. Now I see that the night became day. Laila Oyr Badein. So the Gemara says, no, that is not what David the Melech is saying. David the Melech is saying that I was under the impression, I was under the impression in the day, in Olam Haba, that's Doim Eliyoyim. So I thought, in the Yoyim, in Olam Haba, it will be dark. The Laila, so I thought, in Yoyim, it will be dark. And now I see the Laila in Olam Hazeh, that's Doim Eliyoyim. So Oyr is not the opposite of Laila, Oyr is the opposite of Choshech. That the Laila Olam Hazeh is Oyr Badeini, is Meir Badeini. That's what the Gemara was machadish in the Teres. Zot Rashi. Vo'ima achoshech yishufeini. Vo'ima. Sova ha'yisi ba'onyai, kshayisi nirdof. When I was being chased, ach b'choshech ze omus, that he'll die with this chashchis, v'hu yishufeini. This chashchis will yachshich tomidolai. There will kiseida be darkness. Loshin neshe b'layla. V'achoshech shohayisi shori boi. Naso ir ba'deini. Etzli. V'gabi layla shayich lemei mayoi. So this is the opposite of layla. Al mohi kama dovid. Halayla, the layla which I was in, nasa liyoy, became a day. So we see that oyer means yoy. So the Gemara says, Ani amarti mibnei chatoi, sha'af min oilam haba etorek. I thought I would be nitrad moilam haba. Va'achshav shemochal li aloi say ovoin. Now the Rebbein Shlom was moichal, af min oilam hazeh, sha'yisi shori boi b'choyshech, ubecherpo heyer ba'adeini. שהידיע הקדש ברוך הוא לסייני דוד בימי שלוימי שמוך על דוד ותרבן שלום אז מדי that he was מייכל דוד כשביקש להכניס אורן לבייס קודשי הקדושים ודווקו שאורם זה בזה במועית קודם לסחוס על דוד המלך they opened up so everyone was able to see that the רבן שלום was מייכל דוד המלך זוגת גמור הביתה מייסווי Rabbi Yehuda Imer Boitkin Oyer Labo Oso Obarbo Oso Shachis Obishah Sabir The Gemara says Tviz Manim of Dikin Idekome Rabbi Yehuda Boitkin Oyer Labo Oso Obarbo Oso Shachis Alma Oyer Urtehu So we see that Oyer means Urte Shmamino So here we see that Oyer means night Let us see Rashi Boitkin chometz midekama ubiyudalet shachetz mechlal da'oyer urtahu v'taymed Rab Yehuda meforish lekamon bepilkin Tzlach wants to explain why does Rashi say why do we have to know taymed Rab Yehuda because there's a havamin in the Gemara and a maskon in the Gemara the havamin in the Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda holds, there are three zmanei bir, that a person has to be mevayer the chometz three times. Oyer abosa, abosa, or b'shas abir. That was the havamina of the Gemara. He says, according to this havamina, so it could be, oyer abosa means alois ha-shachar, abosa shachis means chveis neitzachame, b'shas abir means shoshishis. So there's no raya b'chlau that oyer means night. That's only the havamin of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, the time that Rabbi Yehuda Meforosh will come back snapshot in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda means, if he did not, he was not boidik the first time, so there's a second chance to be boidik. And a second chance is a third chance. So memele, so that's not mistavel, if the bdike would be, if the bdike would be, the chiyah bdike would be from Aloysa Shacha, So you start being baidik from Leisa Shachas. What's the Neitzachama, a second chance? I mean, that's a continuation of the, I mean, you hear from a Leisa Shachas to be baidik. So what is baidik, baidik of a Babosa Shachas? I mean, I started being baidik Eirabosa. So Kochach Weiss is Eirabosa is the night. Babosa Shachas is the morning. Shasabir is toward noon. That's what Rashi means. That later the Gemara says Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, so according to the Emes of Pshat, we can derive that Oyer means night. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meisve, me'emosai abo oso ba'asiyas meloche. When is it oso ba'asiyas meloche? Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Oymer Mishas Ha'oyer. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Also Basiyas Meloch. So Rashi says, B'mokim Shenogu Boy Lina Gisa. It is speaking about a mokim, that the minig was not to do Meloch. Tomrinen Lekamon, Mokim Shenogu Shaloylasis Meloch, Ein Oysen. So from Rashi we'll see later, so what size is if there's a minig in the mokim not to do malochet? So the minig is a teres minig, and one is not permitted to do malochet. Now the machloikis, according to Rashi, the machloikis of the Tanoim is that means the minig is mugbol. That means till a certain zman, it's an oiskahaltna minig. If the minig is before that zman, that means then noyig before that zman also not to do malochet. So then the minig doesn't have a teiris minig. So that is pshat, in that, according to Rashi, this is pshat, in the Baraisa. Me'emesai arbo osor, osor basiyas molocha. When in arbo osor, if there's a minig not to do, does it have taka a teiras minig? Does taka osor basiyas molocha? Is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov oimer mishah so'er. So the Gemara that have minig learned, mishah so'er means from the night. From the night of arbo osor, if there is such a minig, so the minig has a teiras minig, and one should not do malacha from them. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Rabbi Huda Oimer, Mishas HaNeitzacham. No. The minig at night does never take us minig. The minig is only valid Mishas HaNeitzacham. From the Neitzacham of Yom Yudalid, then the minig is valid. Before that's man, it's not us. Oh, Malay Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov asked Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi heicha metzinu yoyim, shemikzosai osor basiyas melocha, mikzosai muta basiyas melocha. Where do we see such a thing, that a day, part of it should be osor basiyas melocha, and part should be muta basiyas melocha? The Rabbeinu David seems to say, that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov held that this Issa Meloche was because the minig was that they made this day like a yontif. The Issa Meloche was Neveya because it's a yontif, and yontif is also a Meloche. So Memele Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is asking a meredike kasha, v'chi heichan motzinu yoyim, shemikzosoi osor basiyas melocha mikzosoi muta basiyas melocha. If it's yontif, so the whole day is yontif. Don't have, you can't, part of the day is yontif. There's no such thing. Omalei hu atzmo yechiyach shemikzosoi muta bachilas chometz hu mikzosoi osor bachilas chometz. We see in Yisurei Achila, here it has Dinei Pesach. Neither doesn't have Dinei Pesach. So you see, is it Pesach? Isn't it Pesach? The Yom itself is, you see, we split it. Part of the day is Dinei Pesach, and part of the day doesn't have Dinei Pesach. Midekoma Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara, we're going to, that is the Machlokes of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Midekoma Rabbi Yehuda Mishas HaNeitzacham. If Rabbi Yehuda said Mishas HaNeitzacham, Alma Ur Dekoma Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Uto. So he holds that it is also be melocha from the night. So the Gemara says, "Loi, my oyer amud hashach." No, both can hold that the isa melocha starts from the day. The shaila is, does it start from the beginning of the day, which is amud hashach, or does it start from an eitzach hamo? Fregt the Gemara, "Ihochi, if we will say that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that the Issa Meloche is only, starts only from Alois HaShachar, but the night is Mutab Meloche, Ihoche Dekom Alay Heichen Motzinu Yoim. Shemikzosei Mutab Asiyas Meloche, Mikzosei Oso Asiyas Meloche. Neima Iul Navshei, Hoika Laila Dekoshor Yablaza Ben Yaakov. So according to you, the way you said, according to Ben Yadav, is Gvalda Kishmak, if you say they gave it Dina Yontif, this is Malacha, so where do we find that Yontif starts in the morning? Yontif starts at night. So the Kasha you asked on Rabbi Yehuda is Shver on yourself. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov hachi koma. Bishloim ledidi ashkachne de kapal gir rabbonon ben yemom lelel yom. Gabi tainis sibo. It says by tainis sibo ad mosai oichu vishoise. To when is a person permitted to eat and drink ad sheyal amud hashachar till amud hashachar. Dib Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So you see from Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that what? It's also the same lomdus. If it's a yom atainis, so the yom atainis should start from laila. Afal pikein vaistois in the rabbonon, they said, no, the tainis starts from the day. The day is a yom atainis. So memela, the day is yontif. So it's no kasha. Rab Shimon oimer ad krois hagever. Rab Shimon is lechumre. Bishum ha'achok, Kreis HaGefer is before Alois HaShachar, But this is al tzachoke, he said that a person has to stop eating before. Ad kerois agev. So al koponim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, so we see such a musig that a yom ha'tainus is from the day, the night is not the yom ha'tainus. So memela, the same thing, the yontiv starts from the day. Elo ledidoch, heicha ashkachne yemom megufe de palgi beirabonim. How do we find in the day alone, from a Netzach Hamed, then it becomes Yontif. Where do we see such a thing? Amalei hu atzma yechiyach. He says, this day alone you see it. Shemektsosoi muter b'achilas chomet. Mektsosoi oso b'achilas chomet. So you say this day is dine Pesach on it. Part of it is oso b'chomet, and part of it is muter b'chomet. Frech de gemore, shape, komele, Rab Yehuda, labeleza. And the Gemara, Ochi, come alei Rabbi Eliezer. Amina l'cho ano meloche de Rabbonon. I'm telling you meloche, which is a de Rabbonon. No, the Rabbonon have gdol. When there are isurim, there's a dinyontif, so my mail is a gather. So the whole day is a yontif. You don't start in the middle of the day. But amritli chometz di araise. You bring me a raya from chometz di araise. And then dine di araise, it's a xeris akosu. Bad hoche osa rachmone, bad hoche shore rachmone. The Torah asked the chometz, after chatzois, but that has no raya to the gidre rabbonon. The rabbonon had a gedder, a seder. We don't find that the rabbonon said a psayontem starts in the middle of the day. Ve'idoch shoyis the rabbon. He says, no, I'm not bringing a raya from the deraisa. The rabbonon said that one is not permitted earlier to eat chometz already. So you see, in the issa chometz, this is a rabbonon, and the rabbonon gave it dinei pesach already. Ve'idoch achoko the oved rabbon lo deraisa. He says that's not an eigenet akone. That's a achoke to the deraisa. So Memele, since already the Torah split the day in Halacha, that after that part of the day is Mutter Bechometz, part of the day is also Bechometz, so they're only being Malchik and Malchiv, the Issel, the Reise. So Memele, therefore, can come out that you can have such an Inyan that part of the day is Mutter and part of the day is also. But Stamazoy in Yoni the Rabbonon alone, the holding is the Rabbonon, that's the Taina of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Chazal would not make something that is Psazoy, that would start in the middle of the day. Zogt Rashi. Mishas ha'oyer. Avol koidem lochein afilu nogu botlo daitom. So Rashi wants the pen, we'll see Taisus asks Akashan Rashi. That if we're speaking about a mokim shenogu, so what's the machloikas tanoim? Let's see how the minig is. So Taisus says Rashi says the machloikas tanoim is, till when is the minig valid? The mean till a minig is only valid till a certain zman, that there's nesayra and issa from that minig. Before that zman, there's no issa. Mutter b'achilas chomitz, ad shei shois, kedulakamon bepirke. Urtahu Mishach Sheikha. When it's night, Vishoka Chamo Shoshloisha Osa. So we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Eir is night. Neima Iyu Lenavshe, Heichan Matzino Sheyim Osa Valayla Muta, so Sakashi on himself also. Hori Kamalei, Hach Isuri the Rabbonin, he Velavdi Reis. Bishma Muladidi Damina Mishas Amuda Shacha. Ashkren bi alme bi midi der rabbonon da laila muta va yoim osa the palgi bei rabbonon that the rabbonon split it shenas no chilek bi shiurim zeh le isa vzeh le heta amin alecho ano der rabbonon heichen hu gulula seis kein the name of dochi nami kach gozlu but amret li raye bi mili der reis שגזירס הקוסף כחי, תתוירס הגזירס הקוסף, ואין זו מידס חכומם. The חכומם, the הלוכס of the חכומם are with a gather. לא סצ'יני, אבל זה גזירס הקוסף בי הדרבות. So jetzt in dem Scheuß der Rabot. Levat Isser shel Teure, Shehu Mishay Scheuß Olamaylo. Kidele Kamon. Besides that, a Sifu Chachomim Shtei Scheuß. Kedisnan, Euchlin Kol Arba, V'toylin kol chomesh, v'soyofen betchila sheis. So Chazal made an iser achile chomesh. They made an iser hanor on a din sreife b'sheis. So these are 2 hours midarabonon, but that it's also b'achile. Rei lecho b'shal divreim shtei shoreis asureis. V'arba rishaynes loy osro. But al koponim, so we see that the 2 shoyes which are also ve'idach hu leidomi lahoch ta'archoka ovad rabbonu deraise mishum yoyim hamu'una b'nei odom she'enom bekiyim b'shoyes ve'yitu ben sheish l'sheva. So memele, that is why they'll think when it's shoy sheva, they'll think it's sheish. Aval be'isr zeh Kulei derabono. Acha shegozre iso, kol ayoyim gozre. So this is a halchoke. This is a halchoke. He says, so memele, the halchoke is nigral the way the deraisis, of the deraisis split it. So memele, so that's why, the rabon de kachoche, he was also splitting a chelik of the day. Zoktais. Me'emesa yudalet osor basiyas meloche. Perish Rashi, osor basiyas meloche b'mokim sh... Number 1. Oid. Tony Tane Isure Bat Amrit Minoge. Here it says, he says, Ma'imis Arba Osor, Osor Basiyas Meloche. So it says Osor, and you tell me it's a minig. Oig Nechzi Heichinok, let's see how the minig is. Lekach Nire de Beiser Vade Pligi Ube Golo. Keich de Pligi Osor Bas Nisim Beishami Beisilo. The Bnei Hagolo held that it's Osor to do Meloche. Erev Pesach, there's a machlokes there by Shammai and by Silo, when the Yisr starts, the Tosfos says, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda also speaking on this Yisr that applied to the Bnei Golo. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Mishas Ha'oyer. The Maide Maskinen Oyer Mamish, Nokat, so I mean, the way the Gemara wants to say that Oyer does not mean Ulte, Oyer means Alois HaShachar, Noket Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shir Lemilsei Betchilas Hayoyim. That the Isser Meloche starts from the beginning of the day. Rabbi Yehuda, so that we saw in the Gemara this far, because when you make Isurim, so it's together of Yontif, so Al-Kapon, the whole day is a Din Yontif. You don't start in the middle of the day. Rabbi Yehuda, Noket HaNeitzach Hamet. So what is the Cheshbon? What is the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Mishas knises payalim lemloche. Because fakert, when lemaise people start doing meloche, the zman when people started doing meloche was from the neitzacham. Shu achas riches hashemet, kedaoma baseches apayalim, poyel beknisosai mishaloi. When a poyel comes in at night from work, that's on his own time. Vitziyosai, when he goes out, Michel Balabai. So then he's going about already on the Balabos' time. Peish. Vitziyosai, mi beisei lemelochik, v'siv tizrach ha-shemesh yeyoseifun. And after the zrichas ha-shemesh, when there's already the neitzachama, then yeitzei odom lefo'aloi. So memele, so Yehuda holds that the isam meloche started factually when it's his mana meloche. This man Meloche is from the Neitzachah. V'loihavi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov loike beishamai v'loike beishilu. So Tosfos said now that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is speaking about the Golu, where there is a machlokes beishamai and beishilu. the Beishamai Oisrim Halayla. Beishamai holds that it is also to do Malacha at night. Ubeithilu Matirin at Hanay. So Memele, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the third day. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that this Malacha starts from Alois Hashach. Lamai this Alkid Daitach, the Oyer Ute, and according to the Havamine, that Oyer Estake Ute means night. Is Kibbeh Shammai? So what Takib Shat? So if we said, Tais, we just said a whole Maroche, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda are going on the Golo, which is already a Machloik, is Beh Shammai and Beh Filo. Beh Shammai holds Min Alayla, and Beh Filo holds Min Honei. So now Tais, there's a problem, the Shitose. If they're going on the Golo, so Bishloime, according to the Maskon, it's good. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the third sheet. According to the Avin of the Gemara, the Blaz Ben Yaakov means Ute, so basically, so Rabbi Blaz Ben Yaakov is said, Mamish like Beh Shammai. It's not Mistava, Beh Shammai Bisilu, says Beh Shammai Zayne Mishneh. The Taisa says, Rabbi Leza, Yayma, Rabbi Leza Ben Yaakov, Le Nechlekul Beh Shammai Bisilu Badova Azeh. He'll say that there never was such a machloik. Heicham Matzinu Yayim, Shemiktosai Mutter, Umiktosai Osa. Perish, heiche, belekes, svoro, kihoche. That means if there's no svoro, why it should be like that, so you don't divide the day. Echein chomets, the actual emanei, why should chomets be mutter for a certain zman and not a certain zman? Abel heiche, the ike svoro, kegoin lo yoichal odom in hamincha lamaylo, mishum te oven. Erech peisach, a person should not be kevei yasudim in hamincha lamaylo. That in order he should eat the seidel le teyavim, so the mele, so we'll ask such a kasha eichem matzino that the till mincha yalati, the mincha mal is not alati. So there is a svare, fakir. Chiyotze by loy mairi. That is not machlokes. When there's a svare, why one should divide the day in a certain oifen achilik that everyone is made that you divide the day. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meisve. We learned ein masiyin masuais ella alachide shenire bizmanei lekatsha. They used to go in kindle torches and go on the mountains to show the Bnei Agoyle when Rosh Chodesh was. Ein masiyin masuais, when did they kindle the torches ella alachide that means if they were Mekadish the Chodesh Yom Lamed, then Bezn is Mekadish the Chodesh. If it's an Ibel Chodesh, so Bezn was not Mekadish it, it's Kitshua Shemayim, Yom Lamed Aleph, it was no Kiddush. But if Bezn was Mekadish the Chodesh, so then they were Masi and Masuis to tell the Bnei Agoyle that Bezn was Mekadish the Chodesh. Ve'emosai Masi and Masuis, when do they light these torches? La'oir iburay. This is the night after the 30th day. And this is what we mentioned yesterday. That's what the Mefarshim said. That's why Rashi learns Pshat here. That's why Rashi said the Mishnah starts oir li yudalad, not le'oir yudalad. La'oir yudalad would mean the night after yudalad. About Koponim, we see from over here, alma oir uto. So we see from over here, that the translation of Oyer is night. Shmamina, another eye. Meisve, hoya oimeid kol olaylo. A person was up a whole night, umakriv alam esbeach. He was not Messiah das from Kedushas Yodot. But Oyer, as soon as it becomes day, ton kiddush yodayim baraglayim, divrei rebbe. So that there's a psul that as soon as it becomes day, he's mechuyev in kiddush yodayim baraglayim, even though he was not Messiah das mitaharos. So upon him we see that oira means day, and for the Gemara, oira shan, oira take means day, but oira can mean night. Zot Rashi. Ein masiyah masuis avukais beroshei horim, oyeshluchei bezn ois, lohaydiya shahayoim kitchu bezn esachaydish. That Bezn was Mekadosh the Chodesh. Ela HaChodesh Shenire Bezmanei Lekadshoi B'yoyim Shloishim. The Bezn was Mekadosh the Chodesh B'yoyim Shloishim Shenire Lekadosh. So then Bezn is Mekadosh. V'ilu K'sha HaChodesh Mu'ubo. If the Chodesh is Mu'ubo, Ois in Rosh Chodesh b'yom shloishim b'echod ein mekatshin oisai. Then we are not mekadesh the chodesh shekvar kitshu shamayim. Aber bashminen haitane the achosa of dinin masuais. That we only lit torches when the chodesh was a chodesh chosa. Ba'amolai loy avdinin masuais. In a chodesh molai we did not make torches. Ursha'ein royin masuais. Yoidin sha'achodesh mubel. Loir iburoi leil sha'ovar shloishim. The night that's after shloishim. Lehaidiya sha'hayoim niskadesh. That the previous day bezin was makadesh to chodesh. Leil shloishim ve'echod, the night to the 31st day, kori oir iburei. Yoim shloishim kori yoim iburei. So le oir iburei means that this is the night after yoim iburei. Al shem, why is yoim shloishim called yoim iburei? Al shem sheboi, through this day, nasa chodesh mu'ubuk she'en koivim boi yisroish chodesh. With this day, it makes a chodesh mubel if there will not be rosh chodesh. Alma erutahu, aber yoimei masuei shaloir niren merochets. Oimed amakriv kol alayla, lo oire toin kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. The kasov ha-rebi, line paiseles pekiddush yodayim v'raglayim. V'taimo meforish bezvochem. And for the gemara oire shani, eire detona oire, this is a Loshin Yoy. Let's go a little further. Meisvei. Meisvei Marzutra Hamapeles Oyer Lishmoinim Ve'echot. If an Ishe was Mapel Avlat, and this was after the Melois, that means the Melois Yemei Torah Labenu Labaz. After it ends the Yomim of Dam Toya, let's say by Abbas, it is after 80 days. So the 81st day, she brings a kol. Hayoldes. Now what is Amapeles Oir Lishmoinim Ve'echot? She was Mapel Avlad the night to the 81st day. Now the halacha is that if the Isha would be Mapel Bimelois, in the 80 day period, she would be Mapel. So the halacha would be that after she waits for the second melois, she'll bring one kolben for both ladies. Now here the shaila is, Hamapeles oir lishmoine ve'echot. The melois ended. It's now the night to the 81st day. Does she bring two kolbones or one kol? Beishamai poitrin mikol. Beishamai holds that she does not have to bring a new kol. And she'll bring aces when later when she'll be metayer herself, she'll bring one kol for these both ladies. Ubeisilu machayvin. Beisilu hold that she's mechuyev two kolbonis. Let us see Rashi. Hamapeles oir lishmoinim ve'echot. Bekrisis beperikam. The kaimalon zois toiras hayeledes. Melamei. Some it's a ribui, teira shemeviye kolben echod al vlodois harbe. That she could have more than one vlad, and she'll be kepatet with one kol. Yochel shetovi al haleide shalifnei malois, val haleide shalacha malois kolben echod vloyoisa, talmud loimar zois, amir, shim yoldo laacha malois, kigoy. So now Rashi explains, Shetovlo l'soiv shvu'ayim shal nekeve. She tovled herself 2 weeks after the lady. V'nis abro, and then she became uberes v'hi pilon. She was mapel. Im toich melois hi pilon. If she was mapel toich melois, nifteres b'kol ben echol. Agav ulche, the Meiri says, why did Rashi say this happened by nekeve? Why did Vuspas get peron? So the Miri says very nice. He says because by a zocho, let's say she tables herself after a week. So then you have 33 days left. So if she was mapel on nafel of 33 days, there's no din kolm. It has to be at least 40 days in order to bring a kolm. So that's why by a zocho, by a zocha, you wouldn't have a hechetimtze of bringing one korban and two ladies. Therefore, Rashi said that it's speaking about an akedah. Bim la'achar meloisi pilo. What if she was mapul after the melois? Kvar nischaiva bekorban horishim. So she already became a chuyev in the first korban, koidem leidashniya, before the second lady. So Memele, so that korban that she became Mechuyev will not part to the second lady. Well, the Besayf Meloish Shalayda Shniyeh Tov Yishnei Kabots. So we know the two extremes. If she was Mapul before the Chiyev korban was Chal, so then one korban will part to both. If she was Mapul after the Chiyev korban was Chal, so then you have to bring a separate korban. How the shaila is, v'mi pila leil shel knisa shmoinim ve'echa. What if she was mapul the night to the 81st day? Now what is the significance of this night? Shekvar ovra melois shelo. The melois ended already. Melois yemei Torah ended. It's no more melois yemei Torah. We'll see soon. If she sees dam, it's dam tome. It's melois yemei Torah. Aval adayin eina ru'uya lavos kolm. But in this man, we can't bring a korban yet. She'ein korban nishchat balaylo. So this man avos korban wasn't chal, and the malois ended already. So what halacha does this man have? Beis hilo mechayvi shtei korbanis, the la'acha malois kerinim bei. This is called acha malois. So memela, it's not ibn malois, it's acha malois. It's acha malois, you have to bring two korbanis. Yeah. Amru Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, Maish no eir shmeinu ve'echad mi yoyim shmeinu ve'echad. What is the difference? Im shiva loy le tume, lo yishava loy le korban. Just like we see that Yoyim Shmeinim Ve'echad, if she sees Dam, it's Dam Tomei. So Memele, and night also if she sees Dam, it's Dam Tomei. So in Shiva Loyle Tume, if the night has the same aloche, like the day, Ligabi Tume, Lo Yishava Loyle Kol. Is me the coma be silo be shama in maishno oir shmaine vechod, me yaim shmaine vechod, shmamino erutohu shmamino. Let us see Rashi. Maishno oir shmaine vechod, me yaim shmaine vechod, aleata moidem lono, shim lohi pila alayl. He pila lamocha, shechayevis, that's a vada givis, if she was mapo the next day. Av she pila oir shmaine vechod, mischayev. The Laila is the same dinim of the yom. So that was the first kasha. Maishna oir shmeinim, miyom shmeinim. And then a second kasha, im shiva leila tumale shava leila kob, bit me, void rayacheres. Hoyel we see, vishava leila tume, that the night has the din tume of the next day, it's called dam tome. Shachki is a hamish shmeinim de mer toire. So you see, in Tume, it is considered that the night and the day of the same did. Already came the time that she's able to bring a kolb. Lefikach nischayve bekolb narishin. She already became a chuyev to bring a kolb. Vishuv. So after was chal a chuyev kolb, and a lady ashniya nifteres boy. So the lady ashniya can't be nifter with the kolb which she became a chuyev before. Taimu b'mapelas ele shemayin vechesh lo yotzu somi devlad avrishin lo shaharuya le kolb. This man never came that she should be able to bring a kolb. But that's on the first kasha. So there's a difference between yoyim and laila. The yoyim it's roi lavos kolb. Vadomim shatam oimrim eina mechichim. Sherei pila toich melois. When she's mapul toich melois. Domeho shalei dot meim. You see, as soon as she's mapul, so it also ended the melois. And now it's domeho tmeim. Uptura mina kom. So you see that the tumas dam is not muchach that it should be chayev a new kom, because every time she's mapple in the malois, there's a new tumas dam. Even though with the leide, the malois ends. So Ktaisis im Shivala Latuma Chosom Bishalom Bishilom is a tam, it shivosom shall be shamai, the tamayik and the sanya become the krisis, oil labas, la rabbis, oil lishmoinim ve echo, that you have a new code.